1924, someone with the government backing in the 26 counties organized the Tolton Games, and they included in that an awful lot of things, motorbike racing, boxing, but they included rounders as well, and there's a tiny little bit of film on that. Now, whether the GAA was 100% behind it, I don't know. But until this 1958, it was in the back of the official guide, and nobody was doing anything about it. So I, as a very innocent young fella then, discovered that there was an official guide and discovered the Rounders game in the back of it, and we tried the rules down in the tomb area in County Antrim, and it went down well. But it took a few years, took about 12 years to get it going right, and we started again in the primary schools in the Tunbridge area of County Antrim, and it just took off.
Over the past couple of years, Pedder has taken on a bit of a renaissance, hasn't it?
We really got it going, I'd say 5 years ago. We've been working close enough with Croke Park, but very little was coming through in terms of them promoting it or even backing it financially. But that improved, and we can't complain about how it's been organised at the moment, except that some of the people at the top would ask that we treat it as a recreational game. In other words, anybody can go out, play and have fun. But then again, if we want funding, we have to show that we're doing development work and that the game itself is developing.
There was an Ulster League, but the plans are in place to rejuvenate, reinvigorate that.
Well, we've had an Ulster League for quite a few years, and I'm trying to figure out how it all faded, but the leagues are all gone at the moment, and we're hoping maybe this season we'll start them on a small scale and work our way up.
Which brings us to Kildrest this coming weekend. Kildrest, the home of Rounders in Tyrone.
Safe enough to say that. They started out in 1972. They immediately got involved in whatever was going on for competitions, and they've been more or less continuously affiliated every year since. They'd be the second longest serving club involved in the game. Before them would be my own club here in Listen.
Quite apt then, perhaps, Pedro, that they're hosting this coaching day and development day for Rounders.
What we'll be doing is just going straight into what you do and how you make calls. And hopefully, if the weather is decent, we'll be out on the field and there'll be one or two young people there who'll be actually playing the game. So we can ask prospective referees to make calls and record whatever has to be recorded as scores are being made. Also on the list then would be umpires. We have had few enough problems with umpires. We need three umpires along with the referee.
Perhaps it would be fair to say, Pedder, it's one of the best kept secrets in the GAA.
Yes. Last year, for the first time ever, the Ulster GAA coaches going into schools and clubs abandoned their football and hurling for a whole week, and they concentrated completely on Rounders. And the sort of feedback we're getting is that the coaches were over the moon about it, the kids enjoyed it immensely, and the teachers were fantastic about it as well. They were seeing it as one of those perfect games where anybody can get involved.
The future bright then for Rounders, Pedder?
If we can keep the personnel coming, yes. If this coaching course is a success, and like you mentioned, some of the clubs in Ulster in particular who are looking for help, if they follow that up and we get them all involved and affiliated in the next year, maybe 2 years.